Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, I told you Phil Lamar was funny, and he just keeps getting funnier as we go into the news. Also, Good Sports with Sheck is coming up in a moment. First, Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. Be the most rewarding thing you do all day. That is Geico. Geico.com. Spend a couple of minutes. Find out just how much you could be saving at Geico.com.
Carolla Drinks thanks Alan Parsons and Trace Vientos Ranch for the avocados at this year's World Championship of Guacamole. Visit Alan online at alanparsons.com and check out The Secret, Alan's latest record, out now. Thanks, Alan. For more, follow at Carolla Drinks and official WCOG.
When I find my way to that peaceful plan, there will be no regrets left on that road.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
You know, before I start, I think there's another Phil Adam connection. Yes?
Oh, yeah. Well, because, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, you know, I was doing improv and there were all these, we were a little community, but Adam was the celebrity. You know, like, because nobody,
a long time ago,
nobody made any money, you know, and you were like working.
He made it.
You know, you were like on the wall at Acme. It's like, oh, Adam Carolla started here.
So you made a wall eventually, somebody's
yeah,
wall.
That I did. And
did you build that theater or something?
I did build
the theater.
No, he
literally made a wall.
I built the theater. So it was like, hey, it's my ball, so I get to play. I built the wall. I get to put my picture on. I built the theater that was in NoHo North Hollywood, and I did build that theater.
No, you were big. You were a big time. You were the only name. And it's funny because there are people who are names now who are still around then, like Kathy Griffin, Mindy Sterling, like people who know. But you were ahead of them.
Yeah. I don't know what happened because I didn't – I was – blue collar and came from construction, thus I could build the theater. I shouldn't have leapfrogged those people in the on TV department. I had no business doing that. All right,
because you're a mutation. That's why.
That's right. Well, California is in store for some more strong Santa Ana winds, which are continuing to fuel more than a dozen wildfires across the state. Rolling power outages. They've been ordered by PG&E to reduce the risk of more wildfires. They're leaving close to 1 million people in the dark, some without water as well. Weather conditions aren't expected to improve for at least a couple days, but we do have a hero among us, someone who's going to save us all, John Cena.
Ooh.
He's opening his wallet for the firefighters and first responders battling this fire.
Not just because he's doing a firefighter movie.
I was going to say,
hold on.
Cynical part of me.
Let him finish. I don't know what tie-in you're talking about. However, the pro wrestler turned Hollywood star, who does play a firefighter in the new movie Playing with Fire, he's donating $500,000 to the firefighting efforts. He says, quote, right now, California is in dire straits. It is burning. It is under siege from massive wildfires statewide. On behalf of Playing with Fire, and out of respect for the people who I truly believe are my heroes, my response will be to immediately donate $500,000 to this cause. They'll take it.
Couple things. First off, it's funny. I don't know why it's worse than not saying anything, but Gavin Newsom, governor, like he did a press conference or tweet out, and he was like, fires engulfed the 405 and Skirball Center. Not hobo related. Like, let's just say bad.
Don't
seriously.
Demonize,
it's a bad sign that you have to add. This isn't hobo adjacent.
Like, immediately, as though that's everyone's first, you know.
Bad
thought.
Sign for a state when you have to qualify everything with it's not the hobos. Many hobos may die in the fire, but this was not caused by one of them.
No, because they were all in the Getty at that time.
Right.
Taking it to the culture. By the way, speaking of that, I don't know if you heard. I think it was on John and Ken on KFI the other day. They played two news conferences, I believe by the same person. It might have been the fire chief. I don't know. One earlier in the day said something like, you know, this was not caused by the homeless. And the second one later the day was, it was not caused by the unhoused among us, the unhoused. Right. So he got a note in between.
He had a correction.
In between updates.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, is that movie, is that thing a comedy? I've seen Million Billboards.
It's not like around, Backdraft.
I've been seeing posters for months.
Yeah. I've not seen a trailer for it.
Not a trailer, but
Posters. Not in Southern California. They've been banned.
Yeah, it's a trigger warning.
We're not showing playing with fire while this is happening.
Oh. Yeah.
I have not seen Playing with Fire, and I don't have plans to, but John Cena is an underrated comedic actor.
Agreed.
He's funny.
He's great in Trainwreck.
He's great in Blockers, which is an underrated movie.
Yeah, sure, Brian. You're watching John Cena because you think he's funny. Get your hands out of your lap.
He's a handsome, hilarious, sexy guy.
As Amy Schumer says in Trainwreck, it's like dating an ice sculpture. It's so cut and beautiful.
When does it come out?
I think this Friday.
No homo.
Okay.
No hobo.
is that a hashtag?
John Leguizamo and Keegan-Michael
Key? Yes, Keegan is in everything.
I guess you can find out. I don't know. What's it doing on Rotten Tomatoes, Max Pattas? Any numbers up there? Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
No numbers. All right.
Well,
that's a bad sign.
And also, it's funny because we're so used to looking at Rotten Tomatoes percentages. It's almost not a great sign to have the tagline 0% contained.
Right.
Because all we see is 0%.
Yeah. Right.
So Dave Chappelle received the Mark Twain Prize of American Humor Sunday night at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Lorne Michaels, Jon Stewart, Tiffany Haddish, John Legend, Bradley Cooper, and Morgan Freeman paid tribute to the legend during the ceremony, which will air in January on PBS. Previous recipients of the Mark Twain Award are Richard Pryor, Whoopi Goldberg, Steve Martin, George Carlin, Bill Murray, and David Letterman.
Okay. Mm. Are we really using the L word for Dave Chappelle? Legend?
He's pretty great.
He's really good.
I do.
He's have to get a certain distance.
Look, he's
do two shows.
He's your Louis C.K. Which I'm saying, it's like, remember? Well,
you better qualify that.
Well, I'm gonna. Because
I've never seen his penis.
Before he innocently beat off into a ficus plant, we were getting Louis C.K. sort of rammed down our throat. Like, this guy is a genius. Everyone else is funny.
Right.
He's a genius.
Right.
And I was like, I think he's good. And I think his stuff is good.
Right.
And he's
smart.
And he should be celebrated. Yeah. But there's no reason why we need to anoint him something. And I feel like Dave Chappelle sort of took over where Louis left off, which is, I like Dave Chappelle, and I think he's really funny. There's no reason not to. And there are also a lot of other really funny comedians as well.
Right. And he's got some time. Like, let's, you know, like, I mean, is he, like, announce he's got cancer or something?
I don't think so.
He does a lot of smoking on stage. I'm fine with it. I think what we need to do as a society is we need to anoint people. We need the it girl. We need the person that's sort of the guy
or the girl, whatever it is.
You see a lot in sports when, like, you know, Michael Jordan retires. Like, well, who's the next Michael Jordan?
Right,
well, there doesn't
right.
have to be a next Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Like, there doesn't have to be like, well, who's the next this or that?
Right. And speaking of, you know, train wreck, we also like to anoint people and then slap it out of their hands too at some point.
Also, maybe there's like a scandal about Dave Chappelle brewing. It's like, oh, quick, somebody give him something really big so he has a really long way to fall.
Right.
In this case, it might be his own special.
Right. So I'm a fan, and I, you know, it's like when he did his show on Comedy Central, like a lot of funny bits and good stuff, but there's a lot of good stuff out there, and it's sort of like, I think what we do is kind of like Miss America, and they pick, you know, they pick Miss Kentucky, and you go, yeah, but Miss Michigan was better, and then it's like, yeah, but we got to pick somebody. We have to pick, and they're all good looking, and they can all spin plates.
But like Pryor got the same prize, but he had done, you know, Live on the Sunset Strip, and, you know, the other special, and he had also basically transformed comedy.
Right.
You know, I mean, Dave is really, really good. I'll even, you know, maybe go with genius. But legend? It's like, dude.
Yeah, you could give him another few.
Give him 10 years. Let him do one other great thing.
I'm also kind of realizing that these events.
Right.
They want to stay current and hip and whatever, and they look at this as very like we don't want to get some old Jew in here who's 90 years old.
So is PewDiePie up next?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get the Mark Twain prize.
I'm saying they like to seem relevant and cool and happening and woke and whatever, and so they might lean a little urban, a little younger, not give it to Mel Brooks or whoever.
Don Herrera.
Well, actually, they did Mel last year. Oh, God. Dig that. There's a deep cut.
A deep cut. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, Jane.
Would you guys like to play a round of Germany or Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Which godforsaken land is this fucked up story from? Let's play Germany or Florida.
All right. This is a tough one, and I think you guys can do it. I have faith in you. Police say a funeral ended in an involuntary drug high when mourners were accidentally served hash cake. Rostock police said on Tuesday that after the burial in the funeral party, they had all gone to a restaurant. But after eating a cake that was served there, 13 people experienced nausea and dizziness, and they had to go for immediate medical treatment. A police investigation revealed that the restaurant employee in charge of cakes had asked her 18-year-old daughter to bake them. However, the mother accidentally took the wrong cake from the freezer to the funeral. She took a hash cake that the teenager had made for a different occasion. Mm-hmm. Police said the 18-year-old is under investigation. The incident happened in August, but wasn't made public out of respect for the mourners. They wanted to give it another couple of weeks.
Germany or Florida?
Germany or Florida. Ooh.
An 18-year-old who can cook? Yeah, that sounds like Europeans
and
to
not
me.
Meth.
Yeah, the hash feels a little more Florida, but the baking feels very German, right?
Is hash bigger in Europe than it is in America?
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, let's see. So it's 18-year-old daughter. If we knew that the mother was 27, then we know it was Florida.
This is a responsible daughter, too. Multiple cakes in the fridge.
Right?
The mix-up was on the mom.
That sounds like a German.
Oh, my God.
The mom's 27. The mom was 9.
Welcome to Florida.
Drew obsessed the other day that German chocolate cake was not from Germany. It was made out here with someone whose last name was German.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Is that true?
Literally German. Yes.
No kidding.
And Drew's mind was blown. And he never stopped talking about it. I had to keep yelling at him to shut up.
German chocolate cake sounds better than it is.
Says the guy who obsesses over little things 24 hours a day.
I know. But you know how
to do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I'm like? I'm like a macaw seeing its own reflection in the mirror. Like, I'm going at myself.
You're attacking.
You know what I mean? I saw too much of myself and what Drew was doing. Yep. I started flapping my wings. And
getting
very upset.
Guarding the nest.
German chocolate cake is from where?
It's from the United States, originally called German's chocolate cake after Samuel German.
Oh, that's lame. Yeah, German chocolate and Black Forest. I could do without both of those.
See, it's a typo. It's like Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Phil's joining a new improv troupe called Black Forest, by the way. They're going to be at the Frayed Knots. At the
Arboretum.
At the Arboretum.
His side project, German chocolate.
All right.
So which is it?
I'm going Germany.
Same.
Yeah, I'm going with Adam. I'm going to go Germany, too. And I'm just going to do Adam for the rest of the show.
That would be amazing. We have three winners because it is out of Germany.
Which guy?
Oh, no, wrong one.
I was very curious to see what fact you were going to hang on to. Is it hash? Is it that she's super responsible and 18 years old?
Phil, do a little Adam Carolla, and then Gina, you give it a try.
Okay.
Well, no. The thing about it is, if you do Adam Carolla, it's just, you don't close your mouth. And you just... Everybody knows how to do it. So, it's simple. Gina could do it. Easy.
Good, Gina. Oh, man, Phil, that is
awesome. That's pretty great.
Awesome.
What you got to understand about the school-to-prison pipeline is it's not real.
But make it funny.
Okay. I mean, look,
I'm funny. Don't just do me.
I've been talking about the goddamn attack crows for 15 years, and you dumb fuck douchebags won't get in line with this.
That was a bad idea.
You know what? I'll give her this. She's got the material, at least.
Folks, the show's live. We don't
is that me talking?
That's
was
you.
Was that you?
Was I moving my mouth?
I feel like if anyone should know, it was you.
No, I got it. Adam,
it's
that's
not me.
That's very nice of you. That's very nice of you to pretend you like this. Nobody likes hearing
it's
an
awesome.
Impression of
themselves.
Right.
It's awesome.
I got to go.
Gina.
What's the matter? Two of us? That's too much for you? Are you too aroused?
So talented.
I can't be in the middle of this Adam sandwich.
Not for free.
Yeah. That guy's killing it at Netflix. Adam sandwich. Is it Amazon? I don't know.
5 stars.
All right. What else?
The iconic black leather jacket and skin-tight pants worn by the singer and actress Olivia Newton-John in the film Grease will go on sale at an auction house in Beverly Hills on Saturday.
Is it washed?
Oh, probably not. That would get a higher price. The outfit, made famous in the 1978 film's final song, You're the One That I Want, is estimated to fetch between...
Okay, Gina, don't answer. We all hate Grease, right?
No.
How dare you.
Wait, you hate Grease?
How can you hate Grease? It's un-American.
Grease, see, that's because he likes John Cena.
Grease sucks.
I mean, it's campy, but...
It's fun.
You know what? You probably saw Grease in the theater.
Let's say
when it came out. My whole life, Grease has been there, and people have been like, oh, Grease! And it's like, no, don't get me wrong.
When anyone sings songs from Grease at karaoke, I leave immediately. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean the movie's terrible.
Wait, do you see Grease 2 first or something?
Oh, Grease 2 is amazing. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Thankfully, I've not been subjected.
Adrian's a man.
Well, what happens if you have kids, especially daughters, you'll rewatch Grease later on because she's going to want to watch it at 9 or
I'm
whatever.
Steering her away from like Frozen. Like I'm veering hard towards like, you know, good movies. So when Grease comes, like at age 8.
Wait, is Frozen bad too?
Frozen sucks.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. Okay, it's not a bad movie. It's objectively above average, but everyone fucking calm down with Frozen. It's marginal.
Just in
it's
time
marginal.
For Frozen 2.
What do you think Frozen's doing on Rotten Tomatoes?
You know what?
I bet.
What do you guys own stock in the Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm just curious.
83.
Uh-huh. I bet it's higher.
What do you think the people
have? People
have
it at 99.
Well, that sounds like people like it.
People like American cheese.
90? That's true.
Look at
90
that.
with the critics and 85 with the peeps.
There you go.
So you don't like Frozen, huh?
It's fine.
No, you don't like it because people like it, right?
You're trying to be hip, right? I saw it in the theater as a single childless man, I was married, but a childless man. I was like, what is this shit?
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
Frozen sucks.
Oh, no,
okay, that sounds
Spend.
Like a pedophile.
It felt very Pixar-y, just Disney or whatever to me. I liked it, but I didn't love it, but I didn't have strong feelings about it. But
it's no Moana.
Grease has a good soundtrack. Mm. It has a good cast.
Great cast.
It's campy, it's hokey, it's whatever.
That, and it's far filthier than you remember.
Part of it. Yes, there's a lot of that. And I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I don't...
You can't hate it because Stalker Channing is in it.
That's right. She's quite wonderful.
She plays a 38-year-old playing a 15-year-old.
She was held back 14 years. So wait, what were we talking about?
So, on what they're estimated to fetch this costume for.
Well...
And we know it could be totally crazy.
Yeah,
after
now
the
we
fact.
Just had a situation with the Shining axe that I think we were
went
guessing.
For way above.
Yeah, we were guessing. The estimate was 50 or 60 or 40, and it went for 200.
Something like that.
So that could happen.
And these are pants she physically had to be sewn into. And this is the most famous, iconic outfit
leather?
From the movie. There's
like
some
spandex.
Sort of, yeah.
Spandexy
leather, probably.
Or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Does everyone want to write down their guess?
All right.
And
there's a bottom and a top.
I'll choose. First, I'll hit betonline.ag. I'll buy you guys a little time. NFL and college football plus World Series. You can visit betonline.ag. Take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use the promo code podcast1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. Matchups, week 9, San Fran at Arizona, the unbeaten Niners.
Yeah.
Wow. Minnesota at KC, that should be a good game. Detroit at Oakland and many others. Also, we've got $500 in rewards to give out each week to 5 listeners, and you can add a $5,000 season-long charity contest. Join the conversation at Twitter at hashtag Sportsnet Challenge. And let's see, San Fran at Arizona, that'll be my lock. I'll take San Fran, 34-14. Use the promo code podcast1. Receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, you guys give it some thought?
Indeed.
Let me write something.
I wonder if Phil does it better. Tell me about it, Steph.
No, but I have worked with John Travolta, so I can do John Travolta.
That was great.
had a little Cosby in it.
Just a little bit. Back then, everything had a little Cosby in it.
Well, sad. Unfortunately accurate.
I'm going to go, based on the shining axe, $125,000.
Damn, I said 55K.
You know, we do just one number?
Yeah, you can give one number if you want.
I'm saying 1.2 mil.
Interesting. Whoa. I like where your head's at. I like where your heart's at.
Because I looked at the, I looked at it and I went back to puberty.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Sure. 100 to 200,000. That's what they think it's going to go for.
When is the auction? We'll follow
this
up.
This weekend.
Max Zapata. So check it up. Check up on that.
We'll see. No, but see, that's the thing.
Everything goes Bill, for.
Billionaires are in our age range. The guys who this is going to make them twitch, they got that money.
Yep, exactly.
Phil is correct, because if you look at the vintage car world, the prices really go up for the year of the car when the guys get into their 40s and 50s who remember it from high school.
Right.
That's when those cars move, when those guys get some extra income and they go back and try to relive that childhood.
That
that's when
sense.
Those cars move.
Some Dirty Dancing shit's going to come up in a couple of years.
Oh, for sure.
That movie sucks, too.
Well, maybe I can redeem myself. I've never seen that movie.
You're a lucky man.
Brian, don't you have your own wrong thoughts, but don't ban Tessa from seeing a movie that she has to see as a teenage girl.
I can't block that forever, but I'll block it as long as I can.
Okay. Well, I want to know what the auction price will be for Jennifer Grey's old nose.
Hurtful.
That's funny. So Christy Brinkley's ex-husband Peter Cook has a new lady on his arm, but this one is still in college. Cook is 60. He got engaged to 21-year-old Alba Jenku. According to Page Six, he got down on one knee and proposed outside a church in Greece last month. I think we have a picture. Alba is the same age as her future stepdaughter, Sailor Brinkley Cook, who was eliminated, I think, from Dancing with the Stars last week. According to her social media, Alba will graduate from Tulane in 2021. And that is his new lady.
Wow.
He's going full Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid's coming in tomorrow, so we can ask him about that.
This is awkward.
She's 21?
Yeah.
That's some mileage on there.
Now, you guys tell me, better or worse with the marriage? Because if you're dating a 21-year-old, then you're just, okay, come on. He's just dating. He's just banging a 21-year-old.
Right.
And he marries her. Then he appears to be sincere, but now he's marrying a 21-year-old.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, which one are we judging? Which one are we judging more harshly? We're looking down our nose and secretly jealous every time we hear one of these stories. But are we looking further down our nose at marriage or dating?
The dude who dates 21-year-olds in this situation, I'm like, all right, we all know what he's after. We all know what he's doing. That's great. Enjoy. Have fun.
But we still judge.
Absolutely.
Right.
But with the marriage, it's like, what's going on?
But
what's
the motivation? It implies a little sincerity.
It does.
Authenticity, right?
Unless she's in nursing school. then it's just, you know, he's just planning ahead.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
18 months. Yeah. I'm going to need you to
so
clean
you're
me.
Hospice nurse in training, are you?
I don't know why guys date someone and marry them that quickly, especially someone.
He ain't got much time. So
right. So I tend to think they're more authentic than the ones that just married, but it's still weird.
Makes sense.
But all right.
The authenticity makes sense if that's what he's willing to commit to.
Or it's just he's, you know, sprung. I mean, come on. He's 60.
And also,
when was the last time he felt a 21-year-old? He's probably just swimming. It's like, oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Christy Brinkley was... She's 60 now. But is she a great conversationalist? Or is she just that chick from the Ferrari? Like, I don't
know. She's the Uptown Girl.
Yeah, man, there wasn't that much to talk about.
Tell me what Billy Joel is like again.
I will.
See, that's why he's marrying her. She doesn't know who Billy Joel is.
Oh, interesting.
He's never going to have that conversation again.
Yeah. All right.
Except when his stepdaughter comes over.
I have a hypothetical. Let's break down the game film. I've never given this any thought, but I must say, I was recently exposed to a man who was 70, And this guy was a flatliner. Like, I'd much rather sit next to some of my son's friends at 13 and talk to them than a flatliner. Yeah. My stepdad's a flatliner. Sure. I mean, my mom's a flatliner. We all know adults that are just, you know, right. I mean, like they're 63, but it doesn't mean there's a lot of wisdom or knowledge or sagely anything. And we all know 19-year-olds that are like crack ups and kind high of fun and high energy, but also like just better, just funnier. Like, when I was 19, I was 10 times as funny as my stepdad is now. You would have rather hung out with me.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do we have to judge so harshly? Like, if somebody's got it at 21 and someone doesn't have it at 21, are they going to have it at 63?
No.
Like, okay, we both heard of Perry Como. You know what I mean? All right. That's a great conversation.
Where'd it go from here?
Well, they do that. Oh, it's references. It's I get it. It's references. But smart people have more references and dig deeper in the reference department as well. Wouldn't you guys forget about sex? Okay. No sex. Okay. Zero sex. Would you rather date somebody who was 21 and kind of fun and like had a sense of humor and was kind of quick-witted than a 63-year-old who was just average? I'm not a dullard, but just a little average.
Nothing special.
Yes.
All right. And if the answer is yes to that, then why can't you fuck them?
I'm still on those X.
While they're cracking wise.
And to his credit, you know, if he takes care of himself and he's a cool guy, a fun guy, then he'll get whoever he gets.
Isn't he
a billionaire?
Dennis Quaid's coming in tomorrow, so I'm just kind of feathering my nest a little bit before he comes in.
I love this cool, fun guy. Like, I got $1 billion. Anything I say is cool and fun is cool and fun.
Sure, totally. But he's a nice-looking older guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not some bridge troll, and neither is she.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So there's something to that.
All right.
Moving on to another love affair. Yeah.
If you're Christy Brinkley, pissed, outraged, good for you, turn the page. Mm. Like, where are we with that? Do you do a Christy Brinkley?
I'm sure Phil does.
Oh, I know Phil does. Yeah. He's a pro.
Yeah, I don't have that one in there.
I'm just glad to have him out of my life.
That's good, Phil. That guy's a talent. Anyway, so funny. Men are so funny.
I'm just glad to have him finally out of my life.
Not Stefani.
No, I was doing Christy Brinkley. I'm just glad to finally have him out of my life.
But that just sounds the same as Stefani.
I pitched it different.
Like Christy Stefani.
No, that was a different set of phonics.
I don't hear it.
Gina, again, blonder.
No, okay. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, Gina, let's just push on here.
She don't do blonde.
It's a lost cause.
Ben Affleck has a new woman. Actor is reportedly dating musician Katy Perry. They met through the celebrity
dating. Is that the porn version of Katy Perry?
Yeah, I was going to say.
They met on Raya. Everybody's meeting on Raya. It's that dating site for famous people. They met a few months ago. I think that's where Amy Schumer and her man met. They're very into each other, according to an insider. Now, Katy was Ben's date a few days ago at that WeHo Halloween party where he fell off the wagon, I guess. She was also by his side later that night when he stumbled into a casino drunk and won $1,500.
He was in West Hollywood and he went to a casino the same night?
That is confusing, but that maybe it was like at the party. I don't know.
Oh,
no, I think he went into a casino.
So he drove from West Hollywood to Gardena?
The bicycle?
Gardena, probably.
Yeah.
Ben admits he's had a little bit of a sobriety setback, but he plans to clean up his act right after this slip up.
Who's this gal? We got to see a picture. How old is she?
And did she drive him to Gardena?
Yeah, that's irresponsible.
Because she's an enabling motherfucker right there.
That's right.
Gina, did you do a Katy Perry?
Phil does. That's a killer one.
Unless I'm thinking of a different, because I looked up a bunch of ladies today. I think she's a music producer of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde, cute. If I'm thinking of the right one, we'll find out.
Oh, does she have a mohawk?
Yeah, that could be her. I'm not sure what she does for a living. I don't know if that's
her. I wonder how old she is. Yeah, he went to the Commerce Casino. Yeah.
Oh, that's 15 minutes away.
Seriously? Yeah.
That's really close.
Wow. That's slumming it. That's a problem.
That's definitely you fell off the wagon.
That's Robert Kraft. That ain't high class hooker in the Four Seasons.
Yeah, just get it done.
That's handy at the Dade County.
I don't look him in the face. What do I know what she looks like?
That is a spot on Robert Kraft. It's amazing.
Jimmy,
yeah. Yeah, you just see their...
Yeah.
She was about to.
I'm about to. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
What'd you say? Okay. I don't look him in the face. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah, I just want to...
Gwen Stefani.
Now you need water.
That sounded like Chrissy Brinkley.
She has gotten a little older.
She's a 33-year-old film composer.
Yeah.
Oh,
composer. Damn. Okay.
So she got some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very pretty.
I think what you do when you fall off or when you get drunk, like there's people who don't smoke, but when they get drunk, they smoke. Mm-hmm. They want to smoke. Mm-hmm. And when you gamble and you get drunk, you want to gamble. That's kind of your cigarette.
Right.
You know, that's your vice. So he probably...
So he fell off
drink.
Two wagons.
Yeah, he did. He fell off simultaneously off two wagons. Because he probably took it easy on the gambling and the drink because these are sort of triggering things.
Right.
But then once he got drunk, he was like, this is my cigarette.
We're going to Commerce.
I want to go to Commerce.
Yeah. Right.
And also, how bloody Ben Affleck. The fact that he won $1,500 makes it into the story.
Yeah.
His haircut's worth that much.
That's right.
But how well do you do drunk at the pie gal table?
That's true.
I don't know. So a new Monmouth University poll surveyed the top eight selling candies for Halloween, and there will be no surprise, at least to me, when I read this, what the number one most coveted Halloween candy is, and they do this every year.
I got old shamed by my husband, by my son.
He's changing Dr. Freud.
My son, like, old-shamed me. Like, he was like, what is your favorite? I'm like, well, you know, Reese's is great. Three Musketeers is fine.
Taffy.
You know, there's always Snickers and that kind of stuff. No, I said, he said, what's your favorite non-chocolate bar,
okay.
like, kind of candy?
Or there's original.
And I thought about it, and I said, Abba Zabba. And he's like, what, a hoo-ha? And I was like, Abba Zabba. And he's like, no one's heard of that, old man. I'm like, yes, it's very popular. It was very popular. And it has peanut butter in it.
Yep.
And for a non-chocolate, that's where if you're going to give me something that's not a candy bar or a chocolate bar and it's going to fall into the Good and Plenty sort of category or Zots or something,
right.
then I will take the Abba Zabba.
What is an Abba Zabba? Because I've never had one.
Abba Zabba is
like a chewy thing, right?
It's taffy.
Oh, well, like a peanut butter
chocolate
taffy.
With the peanut butter layer in between. When you see the bar.
The yellow and black.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like cabbies should give them out.
Right.
Yeah, or there was a shooting and
caution
police
tape.
Put caution tape around your mouth. That's right. And speaking of caution, it will pull a filling. Is for the young.
Speaking of pull a filling, Charleston Chew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. No, don't do that.
So that's is it like a white chocolate cover with a peanut butter filling?
No,
it's not white chocolate.
It's taffy.
What is that?
That's taffy.
Yeah. Is that white?
See, you're so fancy. Abba Zabbas are not as fancy as you.
I hate white chocolate.
It's a white chocolate.
It's fondant.
I hate white chocolate.
They're hard to eat.
That's good to know, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be my nickname if I joined your trip.
Exactly.
Now, welcome to the stage. Mayonnaise.
Well, oh, we go 23 and you. 23 and me, you with that curly hair.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going to find something.
I could grow it out. And we could cornrow it. We could fix something. That's
so,
right.
What do you think the number one, hands down, general favorite Halloween candy is?
Reese's Cups?
I hope it's Reese's.
Snickers? It's going to be something super popular.
Yeah.
See, that's tough because I come from a mixed family.
Mm.
My daughter and I hate chocolate.
Oh, my God.
We're always off.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, no.
You're a Skittles guy?
Yeah.
Not boring like Hershey's bar or something.
So, but I'm going to have to go with the chocolate. I'm going to have to go with Snickers.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be between Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Snickers, and the winner is... Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with a bullet, number one.
Wow.
The poll surveyed over 1,100 adults older than 18. 36% said Reese's, 18 said Snickers. M&M's came in number three at 11. I don't enjoy an M&M.
I enjoy a peanut.
Peanut.
But not the other one.
They're so sweet, they're sour.
On our unofficial survey at the Marriott in Salt Lake City, they had a bowl out, and Mike August cleaned them out.
Yeah.
Mike just picked out. He cherry picked. There got to be rules. You know what you got to do with the candy bowl that has all the mixed stuff in it. And Mike comes in there and he gets all the peanut butter cups and he just cherry picks them right out of there.
Yeah, just goes searching.
You know, free candy bowls. You know what they need to have? They need to have those gloves. Where you work with uranium. Yeah, where you can't see what you're grabbing.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Otherwise, because he cleaned them out of Reese's, and then he came back and he was indignant that they were out of Reese's.
Yeah.
Cleaned them out of Reese's, and they're like, somebody keeps eating all the Reese's.
Yeah, someone does.
Right.
But they refilled it, right, Chris?
They refilled it. If there were any Reese's, he would get an almond joy.
Yeah, sorry.
Question. Which is worst? Tootsie Pop, Tootsie Rolls, those circus peanuts,
ooh,
or that black and orange chewy thing, like that chewy what? Peanut buttery chew. Have you seen those? The black and orange wrapper?
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
It sounds, yeah, sounds familiar.
Reese's Cups?
No, they're just like in like the little
Tootsies
Werther's
are
ties.
Pretty bad because they're not quite chocolate.
Ugh, they taste
kind of chocolatey, but they're wax chocolate.
Yeah, but yep, at least that's edible. Like those circus peanuts.
That's pretty bad.
That's some, for packing.
Yeah, that's like something that should be in a factory somewhere. Yeah.
I know. And you've taken two of the greatest names, circus and peanut, and you've destroyed
it. That's horrible.
And I mean, at least a tiger shark is mean. You know what I mean?
Am I the only one who likes candy corn?
Yes. Disgusting. Mm-hmm. Wax.
Like
gross.
I like candy corn.
Horrible.
I feel like they do a good job of naming sharks. You know what I mean? Like nurse shark. Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah, tiger shark. Better fucking start swimming. Yeah. Bull shark. Ooh, boy.
Hammerhead.
Hammerhead, yeah.
Is that going to be good?
We do a good job. Great white. Great big old white shark.
Yep. Who's in charge of that? Those shark people.
Whale sharks are huge. They don't fuck around with shark names.
Let's put them in charge of global warming. They'll name it something that everybody's afraid of.
And everyone will get on board.
Right?
They're very super consistent. Yep. Like it's not like the nurse shark is the most dangerous shark. And tiger sharks, you better fucking run. Yep. Mako just sounds intimidating.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know why.
They do a good job. Yeah. Blue sharks are blue. They do a nice job.
They get it.
Give them their due.
Give them, yep.
Someone finally stood up for the shark namers.
Is that the shark council?
Yeah.
Big shark. By the shark council.
Mega mouth.
Oh,
Chris just wrote down.
On.
Well, it's a giant mouth. Okay. I get it.
To run.
Life should be run like shark names.
Name.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, Starbucks, every time I go after a medium and you're like, Vente, Latte, Grande, I'm like, no, just give me the shark. Do it like the sharks.
Yeah.
They're so perfect.
Is Grande big? That's our smallest size.
Right.
How is that possible?
Right.
Sharks, any confusion about, like, if I said to anyone, what would you rather swim with, a nurse shark or a bull shark? Or a tiger shark or a blue shark. They know exactly what are you. And as a matter of fact,
you can figure
it
out yourself.
I'm fucking North Hollywood. I'm not a marine biologist. I'm a D-minus student. Yeah. I know 18 sharks. You want to know why? Because you name them properly.
Right. You can deduce.
That's right.
Thank you.
Finally.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take a smart person to go, you ever seen a whale? Oh, a whale shark.
That's the big one.
That's the big
that's
one.
The
right?
Yeah,
that's
shark.
The biggest one. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just in time for Halloween, Kmart Australia has pulled a costume off the shelves because a Melbourne mom launched a petition calling the costume beyond inappropriate.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's the new world we're living in is this used to be the realm of the crazy religious right. Like this, I'm going to start a petition.
That's right.
And we're going to get this devil music and we're going to have it labeled.
Right.
And now it's taken a turn for the left,
yes,
is what's going on. The folks that were making fun of Tipper Gore.
Tipper Gore, the parental
warning.
Making
fun of these uptight, you know, oh, it's the church lady. Right. She's clutching her pearls and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Loosen up. Have a drink. Now we're going the other way.
Indeed.
Yep. Or it's one or the other. It's never the middle.
Nope. Right. The costume that they're freaking out about is a child bride costume. The costume, which included a white wedding gown and a headband with a veil for children between the ages of 4 and 6, was stripped from the shelves after the petition for change.org. They may have a point. I don't know. The petition, which had only 124 signatures, labeled offensive because apparently 12 million children around 6 years old are sold off as brides around the world. I don't know.
I used to tell you, it's funny. In the Latin culture, they constantly refer to, like, that my nanny, Guatemalan nanny, would always call my daughter mama, at age 5. And I'm like, maybe that's why you guys are crapping out kids when you're 14. Everyone's called mama. A few years of that, hey, man, it's time to act like mama.
Right.
So call her something. Call her bitch or something. But don't do mama. Mama, it's
mommy, puppy.
They do it. Mommy and puppy and everything. And it's a thing. And if you think about it, the girls get their ears pierced when they're 1 year old and they start calling them mama. Like, you're fast tracking to pregnancy.
So maybe.
But who cares?
But see, I don't think that's offensive. I think it's just stupid.
It's stupid.
But see, I also have that same problem. Like, in my kids were in preschool. It's like, oh, is that your little boyfriend? No, it's not. Their bodies are exactly the same at this age.
They don't know.
Stop projecting your sexuality onto these small children.
I would say put them in the bride thing and then have them go bride of Chucky or Frankenstein or something
bride.
Like that. Like mess them up a little bit. You know what I mean? Get some fake blood out, put some stitches on them.
That's
and
good.
Then we're okay. Yes, right now we're back in the costume Halloween. We're in the Halloween realm.
Spooky.
Or you give them a knife and say bride of John Wayne Bobbitt.
Right. And also there's a real danger that Christy Brinkley's ex-husband could attend a party and be like, hey!
nothing to see here.
Whoa,
nothing.
Wait a second.
Just go
I'm
to your
dating
room,
this
shut
old
the door.
Maid over here. I just married a 21-year-old. How old is Sweetie Pea?
Put a
seven?
Chair under
Looking
the doorknob.
Yeah. Good.
No matter what he says, do not come out of your room.
Well, I'm just using my own math logic here. I just went from 65 to 21, but you know what's even better than that? Nine. Woo! And there's 80 of you. Look at this. I struck gold.
I love that Peter Cook impression.
Thank you. Spot on.
How do you do it?
No, yeah, I'm not even going to bother.
I do a Gwen Stefani, too.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bella Hadid. Are you familiar with her?
Of course. The sisters.
Is she a supermodel?
Yeah, she is. Gigi and Bella, they're supermodel little sisters. And she is considered the most beautiful woman in the world, according to a cosmetic surgeon, of course. But hold on, there's more. Who used that classic Greek golden ratio to measure the perfect face. And this has come up before. De Silva, Julian De Silva, tells the Daily Mail that the supermodel was, quote, the clear winner when all elements of the face were measured for physical performance. Perfection.
It's just facially.
Just facially.
Mm-hmm.
Bella landed a 94.35% perfection score. I think it mostly has all to do with symmetry and, you know, placement from each part
She's
of the face
90,
to the other.
91?
94.35. Oh, 94. Yeah. Beyonce, close second, 92.44.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
My rule, if we're going to get a plastic surgeon, an expert, and they're going to label the best looking, you must pick the ugliest woman on the planet as well. It goes both ways.
Like,
Mildred Feinberg, I got some bad news for you, sweetheart.
You're going to hate
our
this.
Dinner show.
Well, that seems unnecessarily cruel. Yeah, but rules are rules.
Yeah, got to have
balance.
I
love this. It's like, well, obviously, as a scientist, this is obvious math.
Yeah.
I've measured. It's like, what are you measuring?
Hey, I've been doing fake titties for almost 2 decades now. You think I know something?
That's absolutely absurd. Like, there is a measurement that's beauty.
There's
like,
what
does he jerk off to a ruler?
Yeah.
Protractor?
I don't get a ruler anywhere near my dick, so not even in the same fucking room. Like, if I enter a room in my underpants and there's a ruler in it, turn around and leave. Not even like a toddler with a pit bull. I'm not taking any chances. And people go, but this ruler's sweet and this house broken. I go, not taking any chances.
Right. Yeah. Don't bring your tape measures around here.
No.
As for the men, of course, they always have to do the men. This is going to shock all of you. George Clooney has the world's most handsome face.
What?
George's facial features were found to be
caught off guard.
91.86% accurate. Yes. Now, that's this golden absurd. Ratio, we've looked it up before.
No, it's like symmetry and
it pertains
the size
to
your
flowers.
Eye.
You can do any. You can measure anything.
It's like
with
how
ratio.
Wide your eye. If your eyes are too close or too wide. You know, there's like a sweet spot.
And remember, I think, God, 20 years ago, they did do the best and the worst because it was Time or Newsweek and it was the perfect face, symmetrical face was Denzel Washington and the most imperfect face.
Lou Pearlman.
Lyle Lovett.
Oh.
So they have done this before. This was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so dumb.
Lyle's response was, guess whose face ate a 26-year-old Julia Roberts pussy?
Right.
This face right here. This fucking scarecrow of a face. Guess who was eating out Julia Roberts when I was fucking 31? Guess who?
Yep.
This face.
Well, this malformed
you
face.
You want to sniff my face? Sniff my face, bitch.
No, but this whole thing is a scam.
It is. No. To line the pockets of Hunter Biden.
If I'm a plastic surgeon and I can convince everybody that beauty is a product of measurements, what happens?
That's
makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I make tons of money.
Yeah.
As opposed to, no, it's not some light that comes from inside you. No. It's the length of your nose in relation to your cheekbones.
Where is your
nipple?
And I got
those in my drawer.
Your collarbone. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Phil, I want to say this, and I think you're going to like where I end up here. I think you would do very well if I pulled out a protractor and put it on your puss. So I don't think you should be protesting so much. You're on the happy side of this equation.
But you know what? Still doesn't get me laid.
It's true. It's true. Well, maybe you can go to that party with Cook and see. Trying.
No, all I'm right. just going to walk around with a ruler.
Let me. You're kidding, right? You don't have.
I
one
have one right
room.
Now.
Oh no! Put it away. I'm Dracula. It's scarlet.
It's cross.
Keep it away from my groin. Hold it above your head. Just put it on the floor and walk backwards away from it.
Slowly.
All right. I'm going to get the bomb squad robot in here to shoot it with a shotgun.
Detonate it.
Can't be too careful. All right. Let me hit Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep them metal parts from rubbing and robbing. 3 times stronger.
Three right. times, fool.
Than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. It's the best. It's Edge. It's Castrol Edge, everybody. All right, Gina, one more.
Well, this is some very good news. I know you've all been waiting with bated breath. Facts of Life stars Lisa Welchel, Mindy Cohn, and Nancy McKeon will reunite in a Lifetime movie called You Light Up My Christmas.
I got bad news for all three of them.
What?
I crossed them sexually.
Mm. Oh, no.
Well,
it had to happen.
Phil, I've always said, I've said this, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was at the bottom. It was right. like an X. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And the
when I was watching The Facts of Life when I was 15, yeah. I was as far away as I could possibly get from Blair.
They're right. up right. here.
You know
He's
what I mean?
Down here.
He's at the bottom.
Slowly. Now, I'm rich.
Yeah.
I still got my hair.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Wildly successful.
I got a few buildings with my name on it. They put on a couple of pounds in a few years, and I could get them.
Yeah. So that's what you've been crossing them sexually.
I crossed
I thought you
them.
Meant you had sex with somebody that all three of them had sex with. I'm like, whoa, I want to hear this story.
Who's your Eskimo brother?
Yeah. No, I'm saying by law.
Yeah, you've passed them.
Law of nature.
Yeah.
They would be happy to have sex with me, and right. I would
regardless
have to think about
regardless of your measurements.
Regardless.
Right.
That is correct.
Well, I'll throw one more into the mix.
So that's bad news.
Kim Fields is also
right.
Serving as the executive producer.
She's on my
it.
List.
Yeah.
She's on my X as well.
You Light Up My Christmas debuts December 1st, and the Lifetime Channel is going full swing. I think they're actually in full swing right now with the holiday movies. 30 holiday-themed movies premiered, I think, October 25th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like all Christmas movies?
Yeah, they go for it. This is their time to shine.
I went to Beth Ringwald's Sweet 16 birthday, sat next to Blair.
No.
Oh, my God.
In her prime, Lisa Welchel.
Lisa Welchel. She must have been our age or a year or so older right. at the time. So if I'm 55, she's got to be 56 or 7.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, she's 56.
She's 56, so she was a year older. And
with that bouncy Prell hair.
No, it's so God. Clean, so yeah, natural. I
so
just wanted to sniff that hair, and now I'm going to get the opportunity after all these years.
Now, I think she's very religious. I mean, I don't know that it's going to be a one-to-one.
Rules are rules.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, I'm religious. I don't pay my parking tickets. Like, no.
Religiously.
You live in this society.
Yeah. You got to pay the piper.
Rules are rules.
Okay.
So
I'll let her know.
I passed her.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I bring it home?
Yeah, bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Can I laugh at that? Yeah. Is that okay?
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well... Speaking of, yeah, Dennis Quaid coming in tomorrow
awesome.
With his own hot bride. Simply Safe. No one should feel unsafe at home, and that's why you get Simply Safe. There's two I's in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam is where you go. Phil, you can take a look at his website, PhilLamar.com. You can also check out the podcast, Voyage to the Stars. He's in this week's episode.
Very funny stuff.
And anything else you want to plug, Phil?
Yeah, I'm actually recurring on the show Supergirl this season.
Oh,
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
And where do we find that?
That's on the CW.
The CW, everybody. All right, Phil, this has been so fun, man.
Yeah, man. It's good
laughed,
to see you.
Laughed hard. Yeah, right back at you.
No, I got to tell you, man, this has been a lot of fun.
Cranky Anchors is on comedy, back on Comedy Central Wednesdays at 10:30. No Safe Spaces. You can check that out. Live shows everywhere. Go to adamcarolla.com. Couple tickets left for Laughs with Bald Brian coming up this Saturday at the Avalon in Hollywood. But that's going to go clean, so get him now. and a charity auction do Brian's job for a day, up to 2,600,
no,
maybe more.
3,000.
3,000, everybody. Yeah. So it's going to end last chance today at noon is your last bit, so check that out. Until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Phil Lamar, Gina Grad, and Bull Brian. Say it. Mahalo.
It covets what it sees every day.
Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
$25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
Hey folks, I got good news and bad news. Bad news first, we're almost done with this month's sales of Adam's Monthly Nut. Good news, after Halloween, you'll still be able to get all of the incredible products from Ogre Sauce and Sip Caddy direct from their website. Head to ogresauce.com. Use the promo code Corolla15 for 15% off your order of the best damn barbecue sauce on planet Earth. And head to sipcaddy.com with promo code Adam for 20% off your shower beer and wine holder. You drunk? So big thanks to Ogre Sauce and Sip Caddy for this month. We'll see you in November for another shipment of Adam's Monthly Nut.
Good sport.
It's time for a sports segment.
Good sport.
It's time for Ace and Dave.
Good sport.
It's time to get it started.
Martial arts fights, riffing on bad Stallone movies, raking the fruits of the year.
Dave's recapping hockey.
Good sports.
Ace is getting talking.
Good sports.
Shooting jerks with blasters.
Good sports.
Nasally podcasters.
Good sports.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of some hot sports talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, day before Halloween. We can kibitz about sports. We're about to wrap up the best month for the sports fan because we have all the four major sports going at one time. Want to talk Halloween or do you want to do sports? It's up to you.
Well, we can mix them. I used to go as a cheerleader because my sister was a cheerleader for like 1 year for the East Valley Trojans. And then it would always happen during football season. So then she could just go as a football player.
Mm.
And that was a sort of freebie uniform swap for the Corollas.
That checks out that would be nice and easy for the siblings to trade. Your parents didn't have to take you out to a store to do it. That's one of the great thrills, though, of childhood is going to the Five and Dime or the drugstore or whatever. Five and Dimes were actually around. That's a reference that has gone the way of the dodo bird during our lives.
The Five and Dime.
Yeah.
Yeah. There used to be a few of those. They all had their own smell.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what kids are missing. You kids are missing out. Kids are missing out on smells. When you would go into an army surplus store, it smelled like an army surplus store. It was very distinct. Like you could have brought me in there at 11 and blindfolded me. I could tell you the difference. The Five and Dime had its own smell.
That'd be a great test.
Grandma's house had a smell. Your dad's car had a smell. You know, cars had a smell.
Mm-hmm.
Stores had a smell. There was like Sears smelt different than Bullocks.
Some people, I wouldn't say all cars universally, like 3 years, 4 years into ownership or leasing either way. I wouldn't say they universally smell better, but here's a controversial position that I'll take for you right now. I think that my lived-in car smells better than the new car that people pine for. That new car smell I find vaguely nauseating.
Well, I think it's diminished over the years because of the types of resins and plastics and blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
You know, and also.
Oh, that's a, yeah, right.
Two things. A leather interior used to be a big deal. And because it was all cloth and velour and big bench seats and stuff like that. And people smoked in their cars all the time.
That's why I said not universal. That would be the chief ingredient for turning it into something not good.
When you got into somebody's car who had a cloth interior, big bench seat in the front, and there were smokers, it just smelled like a sofa that someone had just been watching TV and smoking in for 10 years.
Yeah.
I have a thought. So, but yeah, there was the smell. Like, I remember the five and dime, or, you know, of course, the 31 flavors, you know, everything just had a different kind of a smell to it.
Mm.
And I think, I don't know, I blame Febreze, but everything just kind of smells the same now. There's no big, I can't tell what anyone's up to.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's weird. Then you just said the 31 flavors. And it's weird that ice cream, given that it's frozen, has such a strong smell to it.
But also,
it's weird when you walk in there. You know exactly where you're in the ice cream store. It should be devoid of smell.
I don't know. I don't want to be a naysayer, but I think if you took the 31 flavors and you made all 31 of them one flavor, I don't think I would know which one you picked.
Even a mint chip.
Mmm.
Like, I'm talking the extremes.
Mint chip.
I'm not talking some chocolate versus chocolate, double chocolate chunk jive. Well, I'm talking the hardcore.
Anything that's cold loses a little the flavor. I mean, the scent. This is why I always tell people who keep their fruit in the fridge, don't keep it in the fridge. It's better room tone.
I go the opposite with that.
You do. Yeah. Now, what would you do with an avocado?
It doesn't taste as good out of the I like it a little cool because I'm a prima donna. I don't like my apples. I like to heighten the crisp with the crunch of a nice chilled apple.
All right, well,
and now we can talk about the fruits because we're coming down the pike, Ace. 2 months left in the fruit of the year, the greatest year of fruit in at least 3 years.
I know. I walked into Natalia's bedroom the other day. She'd been X-ing off the days.
Has she?
Uh-huh.
Countdown. She's a human being.
Let me ask you this controversial question. I don't like the I don't like the candy kids gerrymandering that goes on Halloween. I don't like it when the poor kids come in from the other side of the tracks and they get dumped off in my rich neighborhood and they fleece me of all my hard-earned.
That is definitely a thing.
It's turned into a thing.
I'm not going to speak out against it, but I will say it is definitely not gone unnoticed. That, yes, people travel to the neighborhoods that have the presumably desirable treats.
There's a couple of thoughts. First off, dangerous message. Like, hey, one day, Gilberto, you'll be mowing his lawn. So you may want to get to know him. Number one, don't like it. Number two, you should be forced. Just like, you know, my whole thing is when I'm in charge, no more Hawaiian Gardens. You're just 238 out of 251 in terms of crappy cities. You're not getting by. You're not skating on your lovely name anymore. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, you are forced to work your own neighborhood. And if you got to step over a sofa that's been discarded on a dead dirt lawn, that's up to you. And you will then take stock in your neighborhood. You know
and
what I mean?
Maybe that would be a wake the impetus.
Up. It's a wake-up call is that, what it shall be.
Maybe, yes. Maybe the fire would burn so hot in your soul that by that same time next year, the better candies and I don't know whatever else.
Also,
would make a
yeah,
good neighborhood.
It forces everyone in the neighborhood to sort of get their shit together because the kids are coming by.
You know what you shouldn't do? This is a little impromptu PSA, if I might, Ace. I understand everybody loves to get up on Mount Pius now more than ever, but don't use Halloween as the opportunity to punish the neighborhood's children and any visiting children from other neighborhoods to hand out fruit. Don't make your statement. No one's interested in your fruit.
My mom.
What a slap in the face. Well,
my
who
mom,
do you think you are to do that?
You know, can I tell you what we handed out two separate years?
I worry about what answer is coming.
You should worry. First, worry about Geico and put that on your to-do list Save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. You take that extra money and buy some Reese's Pieces, something good, something that Chris Carolla wouldn't have handed out in 1974. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket, be the best thing you do all day at Geico. That is geico.com. My mom was a health food nut.
Uh-huh.
And she was cheap. And also, I don't know what happened with candy, that it became just sort of ubiquitous. You know what I mean? Like, if I wanted a Reese's peanut butter cup when I was 9, I had to go to Mexico. You had to know a guy. he introduced you to another guy. He would he'd bring you to the back of a cantina. There'd be a van up on blocks. You gave a secret knock.
Just what you're looking for?
That's right. Not so fast, my friend, as you reach for it. Yeah. It wasn't just piles of Reese's everywhere. And also, it was a rarity. Like, for every peanut butter cup and Snickers bar you got 15 wacky taffy, crappy candy, peanut corn, you know, crappy carnival corn, junky whatever, sack of nothing. You had to really pick it out.
Mm-hmm.
My kids come home now. Their pumpkin, plastic pumpkin looks like the dream team. It's just a cavalcade of all-star candies, you know? It's like, oh, their biggest decision is do they eat the Three Musketeers first, or do they do the Snickers first, or do they have the Reese's Pieces first?
I bet your Tony neighborhood, they're giving out the full bar, too.
Oh, there's some of that.
Not the fun size.
There's some of that. It's crazy. So it was pretty hit and miss, like, when I was a kid. Like, sometimes you just get... You get like, a little cellophane pouch of jelly beans that somebody tied a ribbon over, you know, or even the popcorn ball, like someone's just making popcorn balls, handing that out.
That is less as, you know, that is, you know, we have succeeded by erasing that from the face of the earth.
My mom handed out 1 year miniature packets of raisins. and the other year, the next year, she handed out whole in shell walnuts. Walnuts.
No.
Now, of course, the kids would walk down the driveway, discover what this burnt offering they got from my mom, and turn around and throw it at the house.
I was just going to say that had to
be. The house was pelted with walnuts and raisins.
All right, we'll end it here. Happy Halloween, the day before Halloween. But I also want to tell you one more message before I tell you about Dos Equis. Halloween, fine. I'm not going to rage against it. If you want to put on your costumes as a grown up, so be it. It's not for me to judge. But don't be the guy who paints his face and puts on a costume and goes to a football game, because you're setting yourself up for a national television camera to find you in the crowd looking sad because your team is failing. And that's something you're not going to come back from when you go into the office on Monday. You're never going to get the respect back from your colleagues if you're caught on camera. Now, let me tell you about Dos Equis and this word from Martellus Bennett, one of the greats in the world of sports and out. He's also a professor at the Dos Equis College Football College.
Hey, college football fans. Martellus Bennett here. Do you want to win every football argument this season? Dominate every debate? Become a pigskin prodigy? Then enroll in a Dos Equis College Football College, where you'll learn from football insiders like me, Jay Cutler, Katie Nolan, and author John Bacon, the man who wrote the book on college football. So be the first in your family to earn a football watching certificate from a beer school. Enroll in Dos Equis College Football College at dosequis.com/edu.
There he is. Hey, his brother's still playing, by the way. He just got traded to the Dallas Cowboys. Finally, there's a football beer school for me. Thank you, Marty Bennett. Gary?
Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2019. Dos Equis Beer Brands, official sponsor of the College Football Playoff.
All right. Very good, Ace Gary. We'll be back with more hot sports talk for you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on everything, go to adamcarolla.com.